Okay, Ron, you got your stenographic tools out up there because we got a flight plan update for tomorrow, the trim burn or the bagel burn, I guess.
Okay. You know what I did on that camera? I forgot it. I wound it up in there. I hadn't had a chance to take the film out yet, but I wound it back in the can.
Okay, well, sorry about that. Okay, let me tell you, Ron, all the data analyzed says we got a good retract on HNS Antenna 1. We're going to fly a nominal flight plan the rest of this tonight. And then all this update I'm talking about is for tomorrow morning at 1:80:15.
Outstanding. I figured you should come to that real good conclusion.
Yeah, we think so too. Boy,
okay,
you should have seen the flight plan changes we would have had.
I can imagine them. Oh, they're okay.
Second round, I cut you out.
I was just going to say that running volume 3 tomorrow morning.
That's right, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, volume 3.
Okay, I got volume 3 now.
Okay, and it's at 1:80:15. 1:80:15 is the first one.
Okay.
Okay, I know I told you we wouldn't update the ones in the block, but the very first one is inside the block, so you, where it says LOPC target load, just cross that out, make that trim target load.
Oh, okay.
And below the update, next block, as part of that block, add trim pads. We'll be coming up with you with trim pads.
Okay.
Okay, the first one is at 1:80:20. Add poo, and below it, add verb 49 maneuver to P52/trim attitude.
Okay.
And put a note, maneuver will take 14 minutes.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to give you the high gain angle numbers and the verb 49 maneuver numbers tomorrow morning. They'll probably change on latest updates, so we won't give anything for the, you can just put three blanks for the roll, pitch, and yaw there with that verb 49 maneuver. Okay, if you go down the page,
okay.
You go down the page to 1:80:27, delete, cross out, CMC mode free, poo, CMC mode auto, limit cycle on, attitude dead band min, and rate low, and delete that note that starts, do not stop or rate early, avoid gimbal lock problems over there right next to that. Just delete all that.
Okay, got it.
Okay, on the next column, 1:80:40, delete the verb 49 maneuver.
Okay.
Okay, at 1:80:44, add UV cover close.
UV cover close, 1:80:44.
Roger, and at 1:80:45, if you can fit it in between the O2 fuel cell purge and that, add the following. UV off, IR off, and enable all jets. Enable all jets.
Okay, after IR cover closed, we'll put the turning UV off, the IR off, and then enable all jets before the fuel cell purge, huh?
Well, you can fit it in there wherever it's convenient, Rod.
Okay.
Okay, at 1:80:58, where it says configure DSC, Change high bit rate, cross it out, and make it low bit rate.
Okay, low bit rate instead of high bit rate.
Okay, at over on the next page at 18115. Add the following.
Okay.
Free SPS burn sim prep cue card. Let me read that again. Free SPS burn sim prep cue card. Another statement. Secure equipment for trim / LOPC.
Okay, at 18115. We'll do the pre-SPS burn sim prep cue card and secure the equipment for trim / LOPC.
Roger, and right after that, put P30, P30.
Okay.
Okay, and you might as well scratch out those words where it says eat period on that line, and down at 18123 at P41.
P41.
Okay, at 18133, add trim burn. Trim burn.
Okay, trim burn.
Okay, at 18135, add the following. Verb 49, maneuver to LOPC, burn pad attitude.
Okay, verb 49 to the LOPC burn pad attitude.
Roger. At 18143, add report burn status.
Okay.
Okay, at 18215 on the next page, 18215. Delete free SPS burn sim prep cue card, IR off, UV off, enable all jets, secure equipment for LOPC. Delete all those because you've already done it.
Okay.
Okay, at 18220, delete the note where it says PCM data will not be recorded during LOPC. Delete that note.
Okay.
Okay, and then the last one is just a general comment, Ron. As you can see, we're cutting into your eat period, and you're going to be awful busy, and your eat period is very short. So right at wake up, while you're working, you might be considering getting eat things ready to go up with, ready to eat, you know, just as you're doing your post-sleep check and that, you might be getting some food out. You're going to be busier than the proverbial one-arm paper hanger there.
Okay. That's probably a good idea.
And we wanted that up to you so that you might get a chance to look at it this evening or the rest of this rev and make some thoughts or pull your thoughts together on that burn in the morning and see if we covered all bets.
Okay. So far, looks pretty good here. We'll have some different high gain angles there at 18100. You're going to give those up anyhow.
Okay, at 18100.
It goes up with the.
18100.
For the next AOS there.
Yeah, we'll see that. Okay, we'll have to be calling that up to you tomorrow as you go around, I guess.
Oh, well, that'll be the same because the LOPC burn attitude should be the same as the nominal.
Yeah, right.
You're about.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay, so that's all right. I'm sorry.
Ron, just to make sure you understood the reason why we have to do this trim burn or ham burn or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, as I understand it, the mast cars didn't work the way we thought they would.
That's about the size of it.
It didn't get down into a circular arc. Let's see. Just glancing through here, it looks to me like we're going to do the trim burn and the LOPC rest mat, right?
That's affirmative, Ron.
Okay.
And Ron, just, I think you realize it, but all this has been checked out in the CMS on the Cape already, and it's all been run. There's no gimbal lock problems as far as we know.
Hey, outstanding. Okay, good. Yeah, those guys in the CMS down there do good work.
Roger.